Dwayne Dunn joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Dwayne. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
Well, tell me what it was like yesterday in the barriers with Chautauqua before they opened. Does it give you any sense, any feeling that something unusual is going to happen?
Yeah, he just wasn't his typical self. I had a feeling he was going to do what he did, and you know, he's done a lot of work. He's had a fair bit done with him. He's been down to the beach all week, and you know, trying to get him mentally probably prepared for something like that. And unfortunately, he stayed in the gates again and had to be let out, which is unusual. He is he's one of the smartest horses I've probably ever ridden. He's not normal. Horses are normally herd animals, but he's the type of horse that likes to stick by himself, leave him alone and just let him do his thing. And, you know, his races that he's produced in the past have been, really high effort races, and maybe it's starting to take a toll on him.
Well, you know him so well, having ridden him in so many great wins and also at Trackworks. So when you say you got on and he didn't feel quite right, what type of feeling did he give you? Can you explain that?
I guess he's bright and bubbly self. You know, he's he felt fine, his action and everything like that. But he's just normally him at this stage in his preparation, he would give me a hard time, and he would want to sort of charge to the start and get himself really wound up. And he's not producing those sort of signs that he had in the past. And he's probably one of the only ones we really get led to the start in Team Hawks' stables. Just for the fact that when he is fresh and when he's right, he is a little bit of a time bomb, and he can do things that out of the ordinary that other horses wouldn't do. So we always try and keep him calm to get there. And he's probably not like that at the moment. He's no doubt a good rest now, and hopefully we see him return to what we know he can do.
So you're standing in the barriers on him, and you can feel that he's not 100% there mentally. What can you do to try and get him to move?
There's not much you can. I'm 50 kilos. He's 550 kilos, and if he tells me he's not going anywhere, that's exactly what he did. And obviously he's pretty smart. Maybe he's trying to tell us something, but he's not feeling well at the moment, and he just needs his little bit of a time off, and hopefully we can get him back to the spring.
He's quite remarkable. The photo that you put up on Instagram, and it's on the Herald Sun, Mark Kleine took yesterday, the other jockey's looking back, and he's just standing there serenely as if to say nothing unusual's occurred. This is where I'm happy.
Yeah, that's right. It's quite bizarre. As I said, you know, horses that usually run in packs and are happy to run and compete against each other, and you know, it's very unusual that the actual gates crash open like that and they just stand there, even at their first time that they go in. So, he had to be let out of the barriers. Once he got out of the barriers and he could go off on his own accord, he was fine. I counted him the rest of the way around. So whether it's an anxiety issue or what it is, hopefully some time off will heal it and we get back to, we can get him back on track and everyone can, see him back to his best. But on the flip side, if we don't, gee, what great memories he's produced for us all. And, it's fortunate that we've been able to get a part of the ride with him and, see what he's done. He's brought people to the races. He's electrifying finishes. And, if it was happened to be finished now, he owes us nothing. And the racing industry owes him a lot.
Yeah, he's provided some of the great racing memories. You mentioned how smart he is. Do you think he remembers maybe back to that night at Moonee Valley where he got his legs up in the barriers?
Yeah, well, he could have. He might have hurt himself at his first jump out and feels, this first jump out this time in was excellent up in Sydney. And, maybe he might have tweaked something there or strained a ligament or something and just felt that he was going to hurt himself again. I'm not sure. That's something that may play out in time, but it's unusual that a horse would do that and continue to do it. Like he's a bit like a trick horse now to do that. So it's very abnormal. No doubt Team Hawks are trying everything, having everyone look at him and try and work out whether it is an injury or whether it's just a mental thing with him. And if they could work that out now before him coming back next time, may get him to retirement early or maybe able to fix the problem and we can see him back.
Well, speaking to Rupert Lee yesterday and reading what Team Hawks has said, he's shown no signs of it on the training track. Have you been on his back when he's had any little practice jump outs from the barriers and he's done it properly?
I haven't. Julian Welsh has sort of had him all week down on the beach, and you know, he said, I've got to try and mentally get him right. He hadn't had him for a long time, but he said he put the blanket on him and jumped him out and he was fine. So whether it's one of those things, once he gets to the trials, that he doesn't want to do it there or he's happy to do it at home, I'm not sure. I wasn't there to do that. But as I said, to me, taking him to the start and then after the trial, he seems, you know, physically fine. It's maybe just a mental thing at this point in time.
Have you ever had a horse do this to you before?
Oh, you get them very rarely and occasionally. I remember one in Hong Kong that we had. I think he ended up running second in a derby, but he got to a stage where he actually would jump out of the gates and turn around and end up at the back of the gates. He would just do a U-turn. Mm-hmm. So that there is bizarre things that they do, and, you know, for some reason we can't work it out from time to time. But as we all know, they're an athlete in their own right, and if they're there and they want to compete, we can't stop them from jumping out their barriers and competing with the others because they're too strong. But sometimes they're giving us signals or signs that we need to investigate further and hopefully get to the bottom of it. It's good that he is healthy and he's fine. So if he was to retire, he's going to have a good life after racing. And as I said, he owes us nothing. But it'd be a big thrill to get him back and getting back to win a race after all this has happened. You know, that'd be really something special if we could turn him around.
What do you think's the best win you've been involved with him on?
Probably the Black Caviar Lightning when he sizzled late, got Terra Vista. He just was awesome that day and it was just exciting. As I say, he's been just a fantastic horse to all of us, and he's given us all a great ride.
Well, it is a remarkable story, and it adds another twist to the Chautauqua legacy, I suppose. And as you said, you believe he should be given a chance to come back and see if he wants to be a racehorse in the spring.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's not a normal horse. He's even in his box, he'll walk up to you, look at you, and turn around and walk back to the back of the box. He's not a very personable sort of horse, but he's got great character, and as I say, he's a very intelligent animal, and he seems to have worked it out so far, and hopefully, you know, a little bit of time with a bit of sun on his back running around a paddock, he realises that he has got so much more to offer, and hopefully he can return and give that to us.
Well, we'll see what awaits the next chapter with the Chautauqua Tail. For you, Duane, this is a big weekend. You're looking forward. You picked up the Ride on Catchy and the William Reid on Friday night.
Yeah, well, to replace Chautauqua, which was a name for him to go for that race. But, it's great to reunite with Catchy. Probably better around the corner than down the straight. And, she has been a great filly. And I look forward to being aboard her on Friday night. And, a really nice race. It's going to be a good crowd, I think. And, great to sort of finish off the season at the Valley and with such a great meeting.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Are you heading up to Sydney at all over the Autumn Carnival as well?
Yeah, I start heading up there this weekend. I missed the Mornington Cup here on Saturday, so I start heading to Sydney. It's going to be a great day's racing at Rosehill with the Golden Slipper, so it's going to be a great day's racing, so I look forward to being a part of it.
Speaking of interesting, quirky horses, one of the horses that you rode on Saturday at Flemington was one of the most eye-catching runs of the day, Galaxy Raider. He looked like he was going to run last with about 300 to go, and then he just grew wings over the last 100. What did you think of the run?
Yeah, it went super. I sort of, discussion with the owners before the race, it's difficult from where we'd drawn three to get back to the outside, which I got to the outside, nearly found the back of the winner. Got blocked there, went wider, sort of on the back of Zara, who didn't really go anywhere. But as you say, Galaxy Raider was just hanging right, not really going, a little bit blocked. And then all of a sudden, once I switched back left inside, I couldn't believe how much it quickened from the clock tower in and just really zoomed. And, you know, this horse has had a few injury problems as well. I think they've got him back to where they need to, and they're going to have a really exciting campaign with him once they get out over a little bit further trip.
No doubt about that. Dwayne, thanks for your time this morning, giving us an insight into Chautauqua, and good luck with Catchy on Friday night.
Thanks, Michael. Let's hope we can get the great flashback.
Yeah, absolutely. Dwayne Dunn telling us the insight to Chautauqua.